You are listening to the University of Minnesota Extension Center for Youth Development podcast series. My name is Carrie Robidoux, and I'm an extension educator. In this podcast, Karen Santel will share how we, as youth workers, can role model how we are reacting in difficult times so that the youth we're working with can emerge more resilient and better able to face future challenges. Welcome to the podcast, Karen.
Thanks for having me again, Carrie. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know, I always enjoy having these conversations with you, and I'm excited to have you on again today. In the past months, many of our podcasts have focused on our continued work with young people during these ever difficult and changing times. Youth work just isn't what it used to be.
Very true, very true.
Now, in previous podcasts, and I'll mention many of them have been blog posts in our Youth Development Insight blog. I always like to give a little plug there. But, you know, again, in those previous podcasts, you shared with us ways that youth can feel like they belong, and then why empathy has never been more important in our work.
Yes, yes.
Today, you are going to talk about resilience and how that really continues this conversation of our continued work with young people during this time. So let's start with this. What was your inspiration to focus on our own resilience as adults during these times?
Carrie, thanks for the opportunity to have this conversation. I really think in reflecting back in the last few months when we've been in this pandemic, life has changed. And when you think about my previous podcasts and blog posts about empathy and connection, that's really one of the things we're really concerned about in this time, is that kids are still connected to caring adults, to the youth workers in our lives. And we have heard, read lots of things that kids are resilient. They will get through this. So when I saw an article, and I've seen a couple articles about what can we as adults do, we need to take care of ourselves also. You know, I'm an extension educator, have been for over 25 years, and been working with 4-H volunteers and youth and staff all throughout those years. And we're really role models. And I think about even our teenage youth in our programs, we really rely on them to be role models for younger youth. And so we need to show good, healthy habits. And being resilient is one of those, and how to have that emotional management, because we can't avoid difficulty or stress. It's always going to happen. We need to be resilient. And how do we face that?
When I read your blog, it really resonated with me, because I thought, wow, we have, as adults, all adults who are working with young people. And as you mentioned, you're a parent as well. Maybe there's grandparents out there listening. You're a guardian. You're a volunteer who works with young people.
You're a neighbor.
Exactly. So how you are responding, how you are reacting and feeling about the situation, the changing times, what is happening, what isn't happening, what's canceled, what is postponed, all of the things that are happening right now, you're being watched. And young people are learning from you how to react in these times. How do we be that role model to help build resiliency in those young people, so that in the future, when they're adults, which is really what we're doing, we're preparing them for adulthood, what can we do to help them when they're adults and they experience these things? So you have some ideas for us about that. And I believe we're going to go through three specific ways that we can practice resilient behavior as adults.
Yes, yes. And I think I'm going to take a step back and talk a little bit about ambiguous loss. You name things. We've all lost things in this time frame. So if you look at the research around ambiguous loss, you know, when there isn't a finality to, or it's uncertain times, we all go through the grief cycle. And I'm not going to get into what exactly that is, but it's kind of a reminder that, you know what, we all grieve differently. And we all go through that cycle of grieving at a different pace. So that's just to keep that in mind as mm-hmm. we think about how we're reacting to things, how the youth in our programs might be, or the adults we interact with that we're all going through this and handling it differently. But at some point, we need to move on. And that's part of one of the strategies that you mentioned. And staying in that grief cycle, or even just the ambiguous loss, can have a negative effect on both our physical and our mental health. So just keeping those things in mind. And then I'll talk a little bit about the strategies that I found that have helped me that I wanted to share. I shared through my blog post as well as here. And these are from the Center for Creative Leadership, which is a website that I follow, and I get their weekly emails and their social media posts. And these practices just kind of stuck with me. They had a nice little infographic that once I saw it early on in the pandemic, starting to work from home, I kept it up on my wall just kind of as a reminder.
So how can we as youth workers role model that resilient behavior for the youth that we work with, but as we've mentioned, also for all of the young people who are a part of our lives? What can we do?
The strategies that I have implemented are from the Center for Creative Leadership, and it is a website that I have found that have been successful for me in my leadership role with an extension as a supervisor, as well as a youth worker, and just being that role model. And the three strategies they have are it's personal energy management, shifting your lens, and then a sense of purpose. And personal energy management is about managing your own resistance and resilience. You know, you just have to show up, and you need to figure out how you mentioned there's so much coming at us, and we've been kind of moving fast the last few months. But how can you stay in the present and not worry about the past or be upset about the past or be worried about the future too? I mean, those are all, we need to acknowledge that, but how can we stay in the present? And one of the things I have done is mindfulness and self-care. We all need to figure out what is it that helps us keep in the present. And I have been doing some visualization exercises and breathing exercises. And I have friends who are runners and they just love to run. I don't quite understand it, but that's what they do. You know, or they walk, or it's reading, or it's taking that time to meditate. But how do you keep in the present? And I think those are just great skills to teach our youth as well, to make sure we use mindfulness in any of the activities we do, whether it's just that deep breath before we start an activity to kind of center ourselves and get ourselves ready for whatever the next thing that we're doing.
It's kind of that, you know, don't lose what gives you energy.
Yes.
And keep doing the things that fill your glass, you know, that make you feel whole, that gives you your spark. You know, we've talked about spark in young people. You know, what is it that you love to do? Don't stop doing that just because
exactly. The
world has kind of turned upside down or your schedule isn't what it used to be.
Yes. I think that's a great one is don't stop. Or figure out what it is that you need to get that energy going. I happen in this time, I made a move and I'm out in the country now, and I have just been, in being in nature has just been a revival. I know, revival for me, but it's filled my cup, kind of like you said. You got to figure out what it is that gives you balance, that helps you focus and be in the present. I think that's one of the main things is how can you be in the present and not worry about the past or the future?
And as we're thinking about the young people in our lives, making sure they continue to find things that are giving them their energy and that they love to do. That was really difficult during this time, and it continues to be challenging as there are some activities that, as I mentioned earlier, canceled or postponed. School isn't going to look like it did before. So how do we continue to keep that energy in young people as well?
Yes, yes. And I think that's part kind of the second strategy is shifting your lens. We've had to make a shift. We're working from home, we're staying at home. Our circles of contacts are tighter just to keep us all safe. We may not have seen extended family. You know, we're not going into the office. We may have lost our job. We also have, you know, you have essential workers in your family, they're going out and doing their work. So things have changed. And you know what? There's always change in our life. And, you know, and that's about being resilient. So how do you face that change and not let it get you down? Things aren't going to be the same. So we have to figure out how to accept that. And as I said, it's about having those conversations, especially with youth, that it's okay, you know, and how that makes, I mean, you might be angry, but you know what? It doesn't help to be angry all the time either. It's, we have to move on. Just, you know, we as adults, as well as, and how we can role model this with youth is just talking about our frustrations, but then how are we going to move on? I think one of the things that hit me was a quote from the president of the university, Joan Gable. And it's, I'm going to read it to you. It's out of my blog, and it's about this fall. And it was a message that she sent out to staff and students. This fall will be different, but also new. It may not be what we hope for, but it's still an exciting time. And I think that just helps. You know, when I kind of get down, it's like, you know what? Change, yes, can be hard, but you know what? It can also be exciting too, because we can't prosper without change. So I think that was the thing that helped me shift my lens, is that we have lots of opportunities now. I think about in our 4-H program, all the programming we've done online, you know, it's probably not our favorite way to do it, but you know, we have gained a lot of members. We've done some great things being virtual. So, and just having that positive, like, we can do this, you know, and now we're at a point where we can do some face-to-face and some online, and there's been benefit to what we have been doing. We have to shift that lens that it's going to be okay. We're going to figure this out and it'll be okay.
It's going to be okay. When I read your blog, honestly, that point really made sense to me. And I thought, I need to be more mindful of this, shifting that lens. This fall isn't going, the summer didn't look like what we thought it was going to look like. This fall isn't going to look like exactly how we think it's, we have these supposed to's in our head, don't we? And we get in our routines, how we handle that change, how we change up our thinking, and that it's okay to do things this way instead of this way. Change that lens, and that's okay, and really important.
Yes, it is, especially if you think about coming into fall where schools are starting up again, or might, you know, they're starting, it's different than what it has been in the past. As we, as youth workers and our youth programs, a lot of times, you know, they kind of ramp up in the fall as well, kind of the school year. And we have to think about, you know, how that's going to be different, and it's going to be okay. It will be okay. And we just have to figure out what's the best for the youth that we serve. And then the last strategy is, remember what your sense of purpose is, or find your purpose. And one of the things that when I read this, I thought, you know, my purpose really hasn't changed. I've been in youth development for 25 years, and I go back to our positive youth development elements. And really, it's about caring adults, being in relationship with kids, and finding their spark. And really, those relationships and finding those, how to connect with youth. It's a little bit harder now. And some people would say it's easier because I just need a text, or I need to get on a Zoom call, versus, okay, when's your schedule and we can meet? You know, so it's, once again, it's your perspective, shifting your lens. In reflecting in the programming that we have done in Minnesota 4-H over the summer, and now we're kind of shifting our perspective to fall, and how can we ensure those connections and those relationships are happening? That's one of the things that we have been talking about, is because we all go, what's our purpose? Well, it's positive youth development, which is, as I said before, about relationships with a caring adult. And so how can we make that happen? You know, I even say, you know what? We might have to just go back to the writing a letter. That might be a fun thing for kids to receive a letter versus a text or a Zoom call. So we, you know, and we're conscious of that balancing. Kids are going to go back to school. It might be virtual. Are they going to want to be on Zoom calls or Google Meets or whatever it might be? So we have to get our creative juices going, and how we do make those connections with youth. But it's so important that we continue to do that in our world of youth, working with youth, whether it's, you know, our school system, or it's our after school programming, or it's scouts, or our 4-H program. Also, as a kind of taking it back to, as an adult, what is your purpose? And I've kind of talked more about my professional purpose, but also think about personally, you know, what is it that gives you purpose within your personal life as well? And I think that's, and helping kids think about that as well.
That's a really powerful point when you step back and say, okay, things are different. Let's go back to the two that you've talked about. You know, I need to keep up my energy. I need to be able to shift my lens, but come back to your purpose and how you fulfilled that in the past. You might have to set that aside I love how you mentioned that, you know, be creative, be, you know, think of things differently. You can still work towards the purpose of what you're doing, but it's going to be in a different way.
Yes. Yes. Get outside the kind of that comfort zone, you know, and maybe some people don't like to get out of their comfort zone, but be creative, try something different. And what are we in, you know, in our 4-H world, we're about learn by doing. So try something. Well, if that doesn't work, try something else the next time. Mm-hmm.
Definitely in a time of finding new ways to work with young people and finding new ways in our personal life as well, but specifically in this podcast, thinking about how we connect with and continue to be that important adult in young people's lives. That's going to look different, but that's really the purpose. That's what we need to keep doing.
Yes. And we as adults need to be resilient, so our kids can see how that works as well. And then they can become resilient also.
Karen, this has really been helpful. And I know that these are three practices that you've been intentional about as well. You've already mentioned the breathing exercises, trying to be more mindful, taking long walks and getting more connected to nature again. You mentioned earlier in the podcast something that you hung up in your office. Tell us more about that and what does it say? What does it inspire? And maybe we can all come up with something that we need to have like that to help us remember these points that you shared with us today.
Super. Thanks for bringing that back, Carrie. I have a visual that I think I mentioned at the beginning. These three strategies come from the Center for Creative Leadership. So they actually had an infographic that I printed and put up on my wall just as a reminder. And it's kind of when I was like getting out of focus, I'd look at that. And it's just the three practices to strengthen resilience. And it's those things that we said, it's manage your personal energy, shift your lens, and find your sense of purpose. So when I was kind of feeling frustrated or kind of getting, oh, I wish things were normal, I kind of look at that and decide, okay, do I need to focus my energy? Do I need to, you know, shift my lens? Or do I have to remember my purpose? And it would kind of help ground me, kind of that mindfulness, like bring me back to the present and what I need to do my work. And I would say I use this both in my personal life as well as my professional life, even though it's in my home office. What can make me be in the present and be resilient and then move forward?
Thank you, Karen. We have all experienced loss throughout this time. And what you have shared with, I know for me, I feel like I have this renewed energy just having this conversation with you and just a new way of thinking about how I go through each day, how I plan for the fall, how I plan for the next year. And that what we do as adults, the resilience that we're able to model for the young people in our lives is just so, so important. Thank you for sharing this with us today.
You're welcome, Carrie. Glad I'm here.
As we conclude this podcast, I'd encourage all of you to go to our website for more resources at www.extension.umn.edu/youth. Go to the Youth Development Insight blog and read and comment on Karen's blog post. It is called Building Our Own Resilience During Tough Times. After you listen to this podcast, Karen and I would love to read your thoughts and your inspiration as you move forward during this time and continue to be great role models of resilience for young people. Also, if you are looking for more ideas for working with youth from a distance, come on over to the right side of that webpage, and there's a new category that we've added, and we've provided resources that we think will help you as, again, you're changing your lens and you're keeping your same purpose, but working with young people in a different way. Again, thank you for joining me today, Karen.
Thank you for having me, Carrie.
This is Carrie Rabideau from the University of Minnesota Extension Center for Youth Development. Please tune in again soon.